Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey everyone, this is Juliana McIntosh.
And I'm Brad Sutton.
And this is
the Art of Drinking.
With Join Jules.
And your favorite uncle. This is the best home bartending podcast.
Where you learn how to make two drinks.
A classic.
And a twist.
Plus a little backstory on the cocktail.
So you have an interesting story to tell when you serve your guests.
Your home crafted masterpiece.
Uncle Brad.
Jules.
We're back.
We're back.
We're back and better than never. This is season four.
This is season four. And we say that like we've been gone for like a year.
We have. It feels like an eternity. I don't have my excuse to have a cocktail with my uncle every week. It felt like an eternity, Brad, but we're back. And honestly, Brad, I know we say this every season, and I think we will say this at the top of every season because I think we just keep getting better and better. But this season, I'm so excited for. I think we really have a good season ahead of us.
Oh my God. I am so excited for this season just because of the conversation I had earlier today. Oh my God, I can't wait.
I know.
Can't wait to talk about it.
I know. Do you want to give like a little tease?
Yeah, I will. So for starters, I'm going to say that you're going to want to tune into next week's episode for sure, because this morning I talked to a bartender or former bartender who invented a very famous cocktail that he gets little credit for. And it is a super interesting story. So y'all stick around because next week is going to be awesome.
Yeah, I know what it is, so I can't wait. And it is a classic cocktail. I've made many of these. I've made many riffs off them. So we're really coming out strong with our first cocktail episode because today is just the setup like we do every season. But our first cocktail, we're coming out strong. But then, Brad, for the rest of the year going into 2024, geez, we have some really great cocktails that a lot of people will know that we haven't touched upon yet and is perfect as we go into the holiday season, as we go into January. I think we kind of balanced it very well. So today's episode, like we said, it's just a setup. We're going to kind of go back over, let's up our home bartending game. Here's the tools you need to be a home bartender. Here's the ingredients we're using for this season. And yeah, just trying to better you in your cocktail game.
And for those of you who are just tuning in, every season, which is about a 16-week schedule, if you include the setup episode, and we will reuse some of the things that we introduced to you in seasons prior. So I know how your bar cart can sometimes grow and you've got dusty bottles of liquor or liqueur that sit on the bar cart that you don't use. Our goal here is to not only help you become a better home bartender or just educate you on some really cool things that are going on in the area of cocktails, but also help you utilize the things that you bought for one cocktail in another cocktail so your skill set is a little bit more versatile. And you're not just sitting on an investment that you're not utilizing.
Yep. Oh, Captain, my Captain, Brad, you you are going to lead us. What do we need as a home bartender? I've kind of made a list, Brad, but I want you to take this question of what we need as a home bartender. So I feel like you've been at this longer than I have.
Sure. Well, let's think about this. Again, if you're tuning in for the first time, definitely go back and listen to actually the first season. But let me just give you a quick hit on the things that I would recommend everybody have as a home bartender. So the first thing you're going to want is something to measure your alcohol and spirits and juices and all of that stuff with, and that's your jiggers. And I like to have a 1 ounce and 2 ounce jigger as well as a 3/4 ounce and 1/2 ounce jigger. And the reason I like the two is, one, I like the elegance, the look of a Japanese style jigger. looks like two little cones on top of each other who meet at the point. But if I need to split something down to a quarter ounce, I can use that half ounce jigger and it's got that quarter ounce line. Or if I need a third of an ounce, I know that it's somewhere between the half ounce and the quarter ounce. So that's why I like two jiggers.
There's a local shop here in San Diego that has an online shop. It's called Collins and Coop. They're a great mom and pop shop. Go to their website. They have all these badass bartender tools that are exactly like we're talking about because they were home bartenders. So it's a great shop if you don't have any tools to really go and look at because they curate a lot of really great brands. Collins and Coops, I highly recommend checking them out. So anyway, Brad, I interrupt, but I will let you continue.
No, it's great. I mean, I would go to barproducts.com too, or just Amazon, but I like this Collins and Coop thing, especially since they're curating.
Well, and Brad, I got you that Negroni barrel from there. Remember that?
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
They got like a bunch of cool stuff. Like, yes, you have your basics, but then you can like, if you're really into it, it's a bartender shop for like professional home bartenders and bartenders alike. So kind of badass.
Sweet. I'll check that out.
Yeah. Okay. So we did jigger. I interrupted.
Yep. Okay. Now you're going to want a Boston shaker. And that is the tin on tin. I don't like tin on glass. I don't like anything that's breakable that I'm shaking because if it pops off, you've got a glass explosion, right? Mm-hmm. So the tin on tin shaker for me, but also specifically what size shaker I like, it's a 28 ounce, 18 ounce. So the big cup is 28 ounces. The little cup is 18 ounces. It just allows you to make a couple of drinks at once versus just one at a time. So usually if you're making a cocktail, I've found you're making it for you and somebody. Other tools you're going to want, you are going to want a Hawthorne strainer. That's the strainer that has the spring that goes around the outside of it. And that usually sits on top of your 28 ounce shaker cup, or it sits on top of your mixing glass. I'll tell you what a mixing glass is in a second. And the other thing I would get is a fine mesh strainer. It's a conical strainer. Sometimes they're shaped like a half dome, but it's a smaller one that hovers over a glass. That's what you're going to use. A lot of times we say double strain. When we say double strain, it's because you're pouring through your Hawthorne strainer and the fine mesh strainer. And what that's doing is it's taking out all of the little ice bits, pulp, seeds, whatever that you don't want in the drink if you want kind of a clear and nice fancy
and
drink.
Brad, my hand's up.
You have a question in the back? Yes.
I actually have a comment. I have a friend online who his name is Holy City Handcraft. And he just came out to share, it's from Poor Man's Kitchen. And it is this new strainer that is a Hawthorne and a fine mesh in one.
Okay. So the gimmicky stuff sometimes to me, I'm a little bit sus of. Can I say sus? I'm sus of that?
Yeah, or it we're is sus out.
It has to be sus. I am suspect, right?
Yeah. I mean, I get it. I've never tried it either. But they're out there, so
I'll check it out.
It's like a twofer. Everybody loves a twofer. Yeah.
So you want the strainers. And then, you know, if you want, get a mixing glass. And this is more for show than anything else. Yes, a mixing glass does serve a purpose. Mm-hmm. And you chill and dilute your drink in the mixing glass before you pour it over new ice or any ice at all into your glass you're actually going to drink from. Sometimes, maybe a lot of times, if I'm going to mix it in the mixing glass, I'm just mixing it in my glass. But mixing glasses are also great if you're making more than one of a drink. So definitely get a mixing glass if that sounds like something that's going to describe you. You're going to make more than one drink at a time. Also, it looks nice on your bar cart. It's just really classy looking. And then, of course, a bar spoon. Oh, one last thing I would definitely recommend, a juicer.
Oh, yeah.
And you can do the hand juicer, which is nice.
Especially when you're doing like batches.
Certainly. Yeah, but if you're going to do batches of juice, like it's cocktail night and you've got friends over and you're starting to impress, go get yourself one of those automatic juicers, right? It's got the little thing, put the half a citrus on top and it's like, not the one that turns it into like a juice drink. We're talking about the one that actually is meant for extracting juice from and leaving the rind or the peel separate. So,
yep. And then Brad, I will say one thing is a muddler too. I like to muddle a lot of ingredients just because I feel like you can add flavor, herbs, things like that. So
muddlers are important as well. Get a juicer, get a muddler. And again, that's another area where you can get a nice little wood muddler, something that's kind of artsy.
But if you don't have one too, I mean, use the back of a spoon.
The whole idea is when you muddle is, yeah, you're pressing, you're never murdering, you're just muddling.
No, you're not stabbing. Some people
think it's like a jabbing, putting it to death type of motion where you're
right
up and down and right down and forceful. It's not the deal. Yeah.
You taught me this, and everybody listening, here's a fun tip with the muddler. Press and twist. Lift up, press and twist. Yeah, it's the best way to muddle. I mean, you really, because with an ingredient like mint, you'll bruise the mint if you just jab it to death. And that'll make your cocktail taste, what, bitter and just not as great as if you just lightly slap it a little bit.
There you go.
Healthy slap.
So that's the tools. I think next we're going to get into what you need. So vodka's making a comeback, and we're going to introduce you to some Applejack and some other new liqueurs, but also reuse some old friends. And I think you're going to finish us off with some tips, right?
Yeah, we're going to have some tips and easy. We're not going to go into the tools because we just did, but I wanted to go into, as people who have really gone from beginner to advanced in home bartending, what are one or two things that we've done, found, or purchased along the way that has really upped our game? I thought that we could just give our opinion on that, which might be kind of fun because we've made a lot of mistakes, but we've made a lot of successful things happen at the same time. So I think it'd be fun to share that.
Yes, we have. Cool. Well, all right, let's get into it and let's talk about what we're going to need this season, Jules.
Let's bring the booze. Let's do it.
Bring on the good stuff.
Bring on the good stuff. All right, Brad, I'm just here for the booze.
If I had a nickel for every time I've said that.
Well, I feel like we're teasing people here because we're not doing a cocktail this episode, but we have so many good ones. We have so many good ones. I can't wait to share them all.
Yeah.
But you know what would be fun is if everybody listens very carefully and you hear what we're using, you might be able to put some of these cocktails together? Question mark?
Yeah. No, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Let us know. Hey, you know what? Let us know what you think we're making.
Yeah.
Drop something in the comments in the Instagram page at the Art of Drinking podcast. And then, hey, if you haven't yet, and by the way, thank you for those of you who have written us a review. Please take a second and on Apple, just scroll to the bottom of that page of the show page and write us a review. That would be awesome. We love seeing reviews. Thank you. I think it's PMC Grudel. That was awesome. Appreciate the review. All right, Jules.
Yes.
Do you want to do the liqueurs or do you want to do the spiritus?
I think we should start with the liqueurs. The liqueurs, in my opinion, IMO, as the kids say, are more fun. Because I feel like we have one newish spirit that we're using, but the liqueurs, I feel like we're bringing some that we haven't touched upon. So, Brad, I'm going to let you take the liqueurs. I'm going to let you run with what we're using.
Okay. So some of these names you're going to be familiar with, and I'm going to start out with the one that is going to irritate you, make you sad, or make you excited. It's going to be one of those three emotions that you're going to feel, and that is green chartreuse. Green chartreuse. Now, for those of you like, dude, come on, you know how hard it is to get this stuff. I do. And believe me, if we get to the episode of green chartreuse, I do have a plan for you to do something else just in case. But
Brad, I think that there has to be brands out there, and maybe we do a taste test ahead of that episode of some brands that are claiming they're like green chartreuse, and maybe find the closest one because there has to be something at least really, really similar. And I have seen some brands out there that are trying because, man, that green chartreuse, it changes the flavor in the best way. So there has to be something that we get. Because I can't spend $120 on a bottle.
Well, yeah, unless you got a source like I do and I'll spend $74.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A little black market Brad over here.
Yeah, I do have people smuggling it in. Honestly, if you have friends in France and they are coming to America, have them bring you some green chartreuse.
I'm going to Italy.
Get the chartreuse.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm saving room in my suitcase. Yeah.
Bring back some chartreuse.
Mm-hmm.
It's expensive here. And it's because the monks just said, hey, we're about prayer, not about making sure you get enough green chartreuse. So, all right. So next, Campari. We all know Campari. Some of you love it. Some of you don't. We will use it in a way that hopefully works for you. But you know what? Just because you don't like it doesn't mean it shouldn't be on your bar cart. Somebody else would. And you always want to be able to say, hey, I can make you that Negroni or whatever, right?
I was going to say, a Negroni is a great cocktail to serve people.
Yep. Now, here's a new one. Galliano.
Yes. What would you say for people who don't know what that is? It's bright yellow.
Yep. It's in that tall, pyramid-y,
kind of a beautiful bottle.
Kind of looking right. bottle that you're like, it's probably collecting a crap load of dust on your great aunt's shelf or something.
Yeah.
All right. So there's that. And then we've got Lillet Blanc. Have we used Lillet yet?
I think we have. And we'll stress again, once you open it, put that thing in the fridge.
Yeah, make sure you're putting it in the fridge. It will go bad, but you'll go through this bottle of Lillet real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Our friend Amaretto, which we have used before. And then we've got Midori, which I think this is a new entrant into the art of drinking.
Yeah, I'm not a big Midori fan, but I know people like it. So
see. Yeah, all right, settle down. I know. Yeah.
We'll talk about it. And Midori's like a melon. What's that melon liqueur?
Melon. It's melon. Yeah. Let's just leave it at melon.
Melon.
Not cantaloupe. Not watermelon. Just melon.
Melon.
So delicious, in my opinion. I love melon, though. And then we've got Suze.
Yeah.
Right? I said that right. Suze, yes. We have Suze. Jules, you're a big fan of Suze. How would you describe Suze?
Wow. Well, I've used it in a white Negroni. So it kind of has those like bitterness of Campari, but it's a lot lighter. It has like earthy, I don't know, anise flavor to it.
All right. Yeah.
That's my best on the fly flavor. I could be really wrong, but.
No, you hit it spot on. I just Googled it while you were talking. I'm like, oh, she nailed it. Okay. So then we've got Allspice.
That's a great
Allspice
one.
Dram. Yep. And so if you know what allspice tastes like, like baking spices, I've got a cool cocktail that I'm using that in, which is actually of my own invention.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. I actually made my own cocktail. I went Jules.
Wow.
With my repertoire.
Mm-hmm. I'm impressed. Yeah. I will say the allspice dram, if you've never heard of it, go to the store, grab it for the holiday season. This is like chocolate. You can just put it on everything. So you could do it old fashioned. Like it is a great holiday hoobie-wuddy ingredient that you should have.
Yeah. And then Cointreau will be here. We've known Cointreau before. And then Coquille Americano, which is a vermouth that we have used in the past. But by now, you've probably either used it all or maybe it's expired. Hey, by the way, if it's expired, it's okay. It just doesn't taste as good as it does if it hasn't expired. You can still drink it. But the thing I like about Coquille Americano and a lot of these vermouths is they're making like half bottles now. So you don't have to fully commit to a 750.
Yeah, that's great. Vermouth. Brad, the other thing we're using is coffee liqueur.
Oh, how did I miss that? Yeah, coffee liqueur. So that's an old friend that we know from the espresso martini days.
Yeah, Mr. Black's is one of my favorites. But a lot of people are making them now. So use what you got.
There are. I mean, I was at a local distiller here recently and they have their own coffee liqueur. So it's not overly complex. So it's definitely out on the market.
And you can make your own really easily.
Well,
so
we should talk about that.
We'll talk about it.
All right. We'll talk about it. All right, Jules. So that's the liqueurs.
Yes.
Spirits?
Yes. So this is also good as a setup episode. You should have these spirits in your bar anyway. But Brad, you said at the beginning of this episode, vodka makes a comeback. And that is right. We are hitting vodka. There's a lot of mixed feelings about vodka. I'm kind of with you on those mixed feelings. I think vodka is a little boring. But I think it's a fun ingredient to let a lot of other things shine. So we'll play with some vodka, which is good because I'm sure you have a dusty bottle of vodka. The other ingredient we're using, the spirit, is Applejack, which we have not
used before.
That's a new one. Yeah, I'm excited to play with that. I also, in that episode, which we'll highlight on that day when it comes out, I want to teach you guys how to make infusions. I've seen a lot of people make their own like Applejack style whiskey. Kind of goes along the lines of the coffee liqueur. So maybe there's a theme for this season, but I want to get into making it at home too, just so you don't feel like if you don't have it, you can't have it. So Applejack, bourbon is another one. And I'm sure I will probably add in a rye. I know last season I was in my rye era. I'm still there, not out of it. So I'm sure I'll throw a rye in there.
Hey, one thing about the bourbon too is that I know for sure we've got a recipe that's a cask strength bourbon. So that's a bourbon that is probably looking in the 90 plus proof when you start to talk about cask strength.
Obviously, Brad, I mean, we're going to do tequila and probably mezcal. But I will say we'll probably do a Blanco and a Reposado tequila.
Yep.
We'll do gin, of course. You know, we're gin people. So London Dry. I'm really into the Western style gins with all the new
flavors. Yeah, like the newer style gins that just don't juniper punch in the face.
Right.
Yeah, we'll use one of those gins too.
Yeah. Brandy, of course, for a very traditional cocktail or drink, if you will. I have to have brandy for that. As well as dark rum and a blended rum. And I'm sure I'll probably use a gold or a white rum. But that's pretty much it for spirits. And to be completely honest with you guys, you should have these on your bar cart anyway, if you're just starting out.
Yeah, if you've been following along, again, they're probably already on your bar cart or you're, you know, used to buying them. And the new entrant being the Applejack. So that's it, Jules. That's the spirits and liqueurs.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun episode. And then you can check on the website. We might put this in the caption as well, but we'll outline all these so you can buy these ahead of time. So you'll have them before the episode so you can make it with us. And then, Brad, I'm going to beat you to it. Do not come for us if we add in another ingredient out there. But we will let you know during the episode and we'll put it in the website. But we're going to try our best to not throw any curveballs at you guys. But this is what we're working with this season. And I think it's going to create for a happy time, a happy holidays, a happy new year. It's going to be a fun season.
If you are going to go out and say, all right, I want to pick up some of this stuff because I'm in the shopping mood and you want to know specifically kind of what kind, or if there's a question that you have about what you need to buy, just message us. We'll answer. I know we both watch the inbox pretty closely. So if you've got a question, shoot it our way and we'll tell you what we know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. All right, Brad, I normally kick off this tip section and I will do the same today, but you are going to be a little bit more involved today. I will start first and that way you can think about your answer. But I want today's tip to be almost like a bartender's 101. Since we've been doing this a while, here are some of the things that I think are helpful tips, tricks, items to invest in to be a better home bartender. Brad, you don't have to name too many. One or two is fine. I have three things I want to quickly talk about. I'm not going to ramble, hopefully, too much. One of the things that I will say I have invested in, and it's due to this company here in San Diego, it's called The Bar Above. They gifted me a bar mat. And it was not like one of those thin bar mat strips you would see at the bar. It's like a big bar mat that sits on top of my table.
Nice.
That right there is a game changer. If you want to level up, have ease, feel like you can make more than one cocktails. I don't know about you, Brad, but I have an island that's wood. And so when I'm making cocktails on a cutting board, the juices kind of the citrus kind of just fall onto the wood. Like it's just always kind of a mess when you're making cocktails. The bar mat saves your life. And then you're focused on staying within the bar mat. All you have to do is pick it up, throw it in the sink, wipe it down. I highly recommend, if you want to splurge on a fun additional bartender tool, get a bar mat.
Yeah.
Love it. The other thing I will say that Brad always touches upon, and I cannot stress enough, is investing in a good tin-on-tin shaker. I, like you, Brad, I do not like the glass. I'm going to break it. Also, I know a lot of women out there, myself included, we have a tough time breaking that seal. And I like to, if I need to, if I really am having a tough time, I like to smack it up against like the corner of the table or something, or like just help me move that suction. If it's glass, yeah, that's going to break. So yeah. I highly recommend a tin on tin. With that, a lot of people ask me, and Brad, I feel like you're better at explaining it than I do. And I still mess up given your instructions. But when you shake your cocktail in a tin on tin, it creates a suction so it doesn't spill and you can shake from one end to the other end. Essentially, to loosen that seal, you want to put pressure on where the opening is. So I put pressure on that other side. Like you'll see where it's flush on one side. I put pressure on the other side so I can almost loosen that suction. So whether that is hitting it up against, I mean, carefully, if you have a granite top, I probably wouldn't recommend smacking it up against granite.
I have. It's not going to ever hurt it.
Yeah. But you really want to get that other side that isn't suctioned straight so you can loosen that seal, which leads me to my last tip, which is egg white cocktails. I have found that the best froth that I can make, And I hope if you like egg white cocktails, you will do this. Grab a large cube, like a cube you would use for an old fashioned, and add in a handful of regular ice and shake that way. I found that that creates the best froth after dry shaking. So you dry shake, then you add in that large cube and your handful of ice, and then you shake it again. I get the best froth every time, even better than when I use like a hand frother. I don't know what it is about, and I'm sure there's science behind it, but it works. It's the best. So those are my like little, what I've learned along the way that I think is helpful for our listeners to know. Brad, what do you think?
I think those are great tips. Yeah, the shaker tip there, that's a tough one. I see a lot of people struggle with the Boston shaker 10 on 10 and they can't get it apart. And think about it this way, you said it, right? Like it creates a suction. And the reason that is that the air gets cold inside the shaker and the air gets denser. And so it creates that suction. So you don't have to worry about the thing popping off, right? Unless right. you don't have a great seal. So when I take a, you know, when I get my shaker, I put it together, I just smack the top of it
yeah.
firmly, but not too aggressively, right? Right? Like I don't want to slap it out of my hand. And then you can shake away and then always have the small end pointing towards you, because if for some reason it does blow up, it's going to blow up on you and not everybody else, right?
Yep.
But then all you got to do is you just got to break the seal. So if you squeeze the top of the shaker, right, it's going to create a different shape of the shaker mm-hmm. and that seal is going to bust and it'll come apart really easily. However, not yeah. everybody has strong hands.
But by the top, you mean like the mouth. Not like the
yeah, the
top
mouth. So,
of the,
so yeah. you've got the big cup in your hand, right? And the little cups on the top. Mm-hmm. And there's that space that you can see. Just give it a squeeze along the sides, right? So it creates like an elongated mouth, right? Imagine squeezing like a plastic cup at the top, trying to create that oval to bust apart that seal. If that doesn't work, then yeah, you just smack it against the counter opposite. You know, you got a straight line on one side, like the shaker makes a straight line, right? And then the other side, it kind of comes to a point. Smack that point against the countertop and it'll pop open usually.
And here's a tip with that. If it doesn't come out and it takes a while and you struggle, it's normal, okay? Don't think that you're doing it wrong. Sometimes it's tough. Sometimes it's tougher than other times. So don't be hard on yourself. That's another tip.
And by the way, also, if you're going to get a shaker, here's my tip to you. If like you want to up your home bartending game, get a cool one. Go look for designs. I have my yeah. shaker's got an etched design of it looks like it's a hula dancer and like a tropical scene and that's stuff. Awesome. Like, dude, have some yeah. personality in your bar tools. What other tips would I give you? So I know sometimes we get moving kind of fast when you're making drinks, especially like say like an Aperol spritz, right? You mm-hmm. gotta make a couple of those. It's really difficult to measure out 3 ounces of Prosecco, right? Because it's mm-hmm. fizzing up what's inside your measuring glass. So set out a glass that you're going to make it in and then just mark where 3 ounces is on that. And then just boop, 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 and just add your ingredients along those marks and use that other glass as your guide. That's a great way to make drinks fast, especially Aperol spritzes or anything that's got bubbles in it. Invest in a soda stream or a soda sense or some type of bubble maker, some bubble water maker. Mm-hmm. A lot of drinks you're going to make are going to come with carbonated water. Those things are awesome. Saves on garbage and the environment. And I'm just a big fan of making your own carbonated water versus continuously buying like palletfuls of that stuff and, you know, throwing it in the trash or the recycling. Oh my gosh. You know what we didn't say? A Y peeler. Invest Ooh. In a good Y peeler.
Yep. I've had bad Y peelers too.
I have too.
So yep. invest in a good one.
Get a good Y peeler. That's what you're going to use to peel your citrus to make the garnishes. And you really can kind of like your garnish game can really look cool if you just trim up the garnish a little bit and make like a yeah. little parallelogram.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's kind of like my tips. You hit the good ones.
Thank you. Wow. We really tipped it out, Brad.
Yeah. Those were kind of the top tips that we've kind of come home with over the past three seasons. Well, Jules, I am excited for season 4.
Yeah. You guys have to turn in for next week's episode. I'm stoked. It's probably one of the biggest episodes we've had. I know what it's about, and I can't wait to share it with you guys. I think it's going to be awesome.
It is going to be a really cool story. I highly encourage you to tune in next week.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. All right, Jules. I think on Thursday, I want a drink.
Yeah. Next time I see you, too, we're going to have a good cocktail in our hands.
Yeah, it's a good, good one.
Well, there you have it. Cheers, Uncle Brad.
Cheers, Jules. And thank you, everyone, for listening to the show.
Don't worry, we will have the photos and recipes for today's cocktails on the website, joinjules.com.
And if you got questions or comments for us, hit us up on the Insta at The Art of Drinking Podcast. And of course, find Jules at Join Jules or at Favorite Uncle Brad. That's me, also on the Insta.
And hey, subscribe to my cocktail club on Facebook. All you'll need to do is search Join Jules Cocktail Club, and there you'll see what other cocktail enthusiasts are shaking up.
This is a Red Rock Music podcast.
Don't forget, subscribe, like, and review The Art of Drinking with Join Jules and your favorite uncle wherever you get your podcasts.